Saga Egmont presents Season to Kill by Elizabeth Flynn, read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. The studio lights beamed strongly down on the activity in the centre of the set, dressed to look like a modern kitchen. The man behind the workstation beat the mixture in a bowl with a vigorous action. He looked up from the task and winked at the audience he knew to be sitting in the darkness beyond the cameras. He could hear a couple of gasps at the gesture, and a small ripple of laughter. Quite a few members of the audience had become fans of his, a side effect of fame that he hadn't counted on until it happened, and he hadn't got used to it yet. But he could cope during the shows when they were out there, separated from him by broadcasting paraphernalia and technicians. He had no trouble with the badinage then, the jokey asides as he got on with what he did best. "Don't be afraid to go for it," he said. "Vent your anger and spleen. Give them a good beating." He narrowed his eyes in a suggestive manner and followed up with another wink. His reward came immediately, a few more gasps and noisier laughter from the faithful. He knew they'd be waiting outside when he left. One or two of them had already given him the glad eye, definitely an aspect of celebrity that had come as a surprise. How naive was that? "But careful not to overwhip, or they go runny," he continued. They weren't all avid fans. Many of them were dedicated foodies, and if they thought his cooking advice bad or ambiguous, the letters to the programme soon let him know it. He put down the fork and turned towards the back of the kitchen. "By now you should have it really hot. Your oven, that is." A wave of raucous laughter greeted this sally. He turned back and acknowledged it with a grin. Time to ease up on the innuendo and bring on the cheery boy next door. He moved along to the other end of the workstation. The camera followed him, so the audience at home didn't see his assistants moving in to remove the mixture from the set. He located the relevant camera and smiled into it. Goodness, he was still amazed at how natural all this had become in such a short space of time. Only this morning he had seen that one of the broadsheets described him as a household name. He liked that. Griff Maddock, North Wales farm boy made good. The smile was definitely wholesome now as he picked up some dried herbs from a bowl set on the worktop in front of him and let them fall back through his fingers. "So that's a double O recipe for you this morning, folks. Onion and oregano souffle. Just season to taste, and if you serve that as a starter at your next dinner party, your guests will definitely be saying, 'Ooh, yummy!' I can guarantee it, because my recipes do..." He leaned forward, cupping a hand behind one ear. "What do they do?" "Speak for themselves," came the enthusiastic and united response from the audience. "That's right," Griff shouted back at them. "Of course," he added, leaning forward slightly, lowering his voice and entering into a conspiracy with everyone watching, those at home as well as the studio audience. His Welsh accent became a little more pronounced. "On this occasion, it'll be no good inviting that sort of guest who likes to be late. For a souffle starter, you've really got to have everyone sitting round the table ready to begin when it comes out of the oven." He straightened up, and the smile opened again. "Okay, so let's just give you the ingredients again, in case you didn't get the chance to write them all down earlier, and then I'll quickly recap the method. After that," he beamed, "I've got some exciting news that I've been waiting weeks to tell you about." In her home in Richmond, Detective Inspector Angela Costello ignored the gasp of eager anticipation from the studio audience and sat with her pen poised. She scribbled busily as the information flashed up on the screen. Her husband, Patrick, came into the room and placed a coffee on the little table beside her chair before sitting down and taking a sip from his own cup. "Hasn't he produced a book?" he asked. "I'm sure the recipe will be in that."
"Yes, but it's not out yet, and I want to try this. It sounds delicious."
"Isn't he the bloke that had that afternoon spot? Griff au gratin or something like that? A really naff title."